Sally Wheanley, good morning to you.
Good morning, Catherine.
Are you a Stephen King fan?
I am. I am a Stephen King fan and have been since I was a teenager.
So, we have Fairy Tale. This is new?
Yes, it is. And he wrote this during the COVID lockdown. And so I'll just run through what it was about. And the genre, actually, I found that quite hard to put my finger on. I'd say it's a supernatural crossed with a dark fiction. Quite unique. And it's about a 17-year-old boy, Charlie, who lives with his dad. His mum was killed by a passing vehicle when he was seven. And this led to his father becoming an alcoholic. And so Charlie sort of dragged himself up. And his father lost his job and nearly lost the house. And it was very sad. And Charlie escaped by being a really good athlete at school. And in his neighbourhood is an old house. And it's got a sprawling property and it's poorly maintained. And an elderly man lives there with his allegedly scary and fierce German Shepherd dog called Radar. And then when Charlie was walking home one day, he hears the dog barking and barking. So he pushed open the old rusty gate and goes around the back of the house and finds the neighbour has fallen down his steps. So he calls the ambulance and the man is taken to hospital and he's got a pretty bad injury. He's broken bones. So the elderly man spends some time in hospital and Charlie takes on the mantra of looking after the house and his dog. And this man has no family and he does enjoy Charlie's company. And there's a shed at the back of the property with a very big lock on the door. And Charlie can't get in there, but he's wondering what's in there and he can hear noises. Now, Catherine, I feel I need to do a little bit of a spoiler to sort of paint the picture. So those of you who don't want to hear it, maybe block your ears.
Denver, block your ears.
Okay. So the elderly neighbour, he dies in hospital, has a heart attack, and he leaves his property, including a safe, with a whole lot of gold nuggets in it to Charlie. And he also leaves a recorded message about another world that's accessed down a tunnel in the shed. So Charlie goes to this other magical world where the people have an illness, which is where they become literally grey and their faces take on deformities. And their city has been taken over by what's called undead soldiers. And they're like, it sort of, I'd compare it to an electric fence. So if they touch someone, the person gets an electric shock, which is potentially fatal. And Charlie takes the dog with him, this dog who's quite elderly, and he meets all these people who are trying to get the city back into action, but they're fighting this other force there. And he ends up being imprisoned, and he has to be in a big fight with other prisoners. And it's pretty ghoulish, and the details of the killing of people is quite disgusting. And in this other world, which makes it a fairy tale, it has two moons. And there's also a large cricket, there's a mermaid, a talking horse, and some weird giants. Okay, so I'm not going to keep talking about the plot because it's pretty mysterious. But I'll tell you what I think about it, if you like.
Go for it.
So, Charlie, I really loved his character. We first learnt about him when he was seven, and we sort of grow up beside him until he's 17. And it starts off with neat descriptions and a very likeable young man, and I sort of felt a lot of empathy with him. But then it got really dark, and I sort of struggled to read it in the middle when he went to this other world. Because it was almost a cross between, you know, the South Korean drama series, The Squid Game, and also having read The Hunger Games as well. It was sort of a cross between that, but there was also a fairy tale theme in it. And there were mentions of fairy tale characters like Rumpelstiltskin, and there were kings and queens. And it just went on and on a little bit more. I feel that maybe Stephen King got a bit bored in the middle of his lockdown and a bit frustrated, so really got stuck into this quirky, kooky fairy tale, which was very grim. And I think that might sort of be a simile or a metaphor for, you know, the grim fairy tales. But it did lack a bit of direction, and the ending left me a bit flat. But I really enjoy Stephen King as an author. You know, the writing style was really descriptive. It's quirky. It's clever. And I'm still, as I said at the beginning, the actual genre of this one is just so mixed, sort of horror, science, fantasy, almost creative, very clever, but a bit flat in the middle and a bit flat at the end.
That's the problem, I guess, with a lockdown project, isn't it? You know, whether it's Sourdough or whether it's a new novel.
Yeah, and I think, like, the characters in the other world, they were grey. And yes, yeah. Exactly, he maybe felt a bit grey.
Thanks, Sally. Fairy Tales by Stephen King. It's published by Hachette. It costs $38.